B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Close to a bitches.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall day, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Just text USA to 696969. Just text NUT to 696969. That's RACK to 696969.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're the Toucher and Rich radio program. 617-779-0985 or just promote in 696969.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that you're going to get a big boner.
That's pretty much what they're saying there.
We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios, and I will tell you this, is that there is another commercial that's out with, and it's been reoccurring. It's been around since I can recall. With like a big badass, like showing you like sweet shades. Have you seen that?
Are you talking about the guy who we had in studio, who was one of the dudes who was, what was the movie that they made about it? About the guys who were hired, the military thing. You talking about the Marine who's got the blue blocker type glasses?
He was part of that thing?
Yeah. I can't believe I'm brain farting. It was the movie that came out with Jim Halpert from The Office. And it's killing me. It was the Benghazi. It was the Benghazi thing, right?
Yeah. The guy's from Benghazi, the guy with the sweet shades?
Yep. Because I know he does the commercials for that. And he was one of the dudes that was in studio. And it was the true story of the guys from Benghazi.
Fun of him,
yeah, no. That's that guy who we had in studio with the other one. And Jim Halpert from The Office ended up starring in that movie. Nah. That's him. That's the real guy.
Well, I can't make fun of him now.
It was called like something hours.
13.
13 hours.
Yep.
That's what it was.
We're positive it's that guy?
Oh, yeah. That interview was crazy. Yeah,
I remember the interview. We're positive he's the guy.
If we're talking about the same commercial, yes, because that guy does commercials for those glasses.
He's in like a...
It's in a gray
t-shirt.
Well, it's him, and it's like, you know, they have police officers too.
No.
And
this is just a dude, and he's rocking sweet shades.
Okay, maybe that's...
Yeah, they're yellowish. Is that the guy? Because then I can't make
fun. I just looked something up. It's called Tack Glasses Night Vision. He's got a green t-shirt on.
Chris Peranto's the
guy. And he's wearing yellow glasses.
Yeah, Chris Peranto.
Is that Chris Peranto?
I'm trying to figure it out off the website. Hold on.
All right, because if it's not, then I want to make fun of him.
Okay, all right.
But if it is, I can't make fun of him.
It's this guy. It's that guy.
No, that's not him at all.
All right, because I've seen that. Because that dude's doing commercials for like super cool, like blue blocker glasses.
No, that's certainly not the guy.
Okay.
This guy is no facial hair. And this guy is like rocking during like episodes of Bob's Burgers 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, I have not seen that.
No.
Is it halfway as entertaining as the dude who blows the hole through the boat and then seals it up with Flex Seal?
I haven't seen that since we were on NBC Sports Boston.
It used to be midday programming for them.
It's me, Phil Swift from Flex Seal. That guy's fantastic.
I mean, how many people have canoes that need to be fixed at every time?
The old school cannon firing is not a computer-generated image at all. I mean, it looks 1,000% real.
Yeah, that's something that I don't think a lot of people are going to purchase. We have work going on in our house right now. We're building a basketball court indoor.
Oh, really?
No. But
it's funny because I actually looked at a house that was for sale, and like they had converted their like family room into an indoor basketball court. And I was wondering if maybe like a low level ex Celtic, because it wasn't like a very expensive house, like relatively for the neighborhood. And the indoor, it had a giant basketball court. Like they had turned the living room into a basketball court.
Now that seems like a good use of space and an easy way to sell the house.
Well, I mean, it was on the market forever. Because I was wondering, I'm like, why is a house this big, this inexpensive in this neighborhood? And we went and took a look. It was years ago. We went and took a look at it. I'm like, well, that's why.
Yeah.
Because where you're supposed to be, like, you know, having, you know, your dinner, there's a gigantic hardwood basketball court.
Yeah, what could go wrong? All right. Well, Ed wants to pinch in on this conversation about yellow glasses.
He's going to pinch in.
He wants to pinch in. He's pinch hitting. And Bert has no idea. All right. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, guys, remember that time that guy did that thing with that other guy on that thing? That was so cool.
Are you being a silly goose?
Are you are you pinching in?
Are you pinching in by being a silly goose?
I wonder if Bird really thinks it's what the term is, to pinch in.
Probably. I mean, you're adding a letter there. Unless you're letting silly gooses on that are making fun of us, which I don't like.
By the way, and that's obviously my complete brain fart on the Benghazi thing. Completely forgot, so I deserve that. However, there is something that we should go ahead and plug right now because it's going to take part throughout most of the show today, and that is we have tickets to the Game 1, Bruins, tomorrow night versus the Maple Leafs, and the way that you win those tickets is you
pinch in.
You pinch in. You can pinch in if you want to win those tickets. Is that you wait to hear the soundbite of Jake DeBrusque himself thanking Toucher and Rich for the TNR bump. And when you hear that clip played sometime throughout that show, we could play it, you know, in 5 minutes. We could play it at the very end of the show. We could play it during commercials. But when you hear that clip, be caller number 10 to the contest line.
Which I'm going to guess it's not going to be soon.
I'm not going to tell you. We've done it before where it's been early in the show.
Yeah.
It will not be...
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good use of time.
It will not be within the next 3 minutes, I will say that.
No.
We will not do it in the next 3 minutes.
You can't pop it in right now.
Mm-hmm. So...
And then it's got really no point. Then you just turn off the show for the rest of the day.
So when you hear that, be caller number 10, 617, is it 931-0985? That is the contest line. And then Bird will pop you up and you'll pinch in and... And then you will be going to the game tomorrow evening.
Yeah. We will talk to Danny Ainge today, a day early. Also, Mr. Cassidy will join us, Mike Gorman. And Magic Johnson has...
Just stop about... Magic Johnson, I love you. I want to hug you right now. I want to give you the world's biggest hug. Instead of talking about how much Chris Sale sucks all morning long, we might have an hour's worth of content. Do you know how long he talked last night?
45 minutes.
Yeah, a long time.
And I watched every minute of it, and every single second was glorious. Magic Johnson might be...
He is a treasure.
Like,
that one.
Second to Ray Lewis. Might be one of the dumbest people on the planet.
And the thing is he's not even dumb.
Huh?
No, he's a brilliant businessman. I mean, he's made himself a lot of money.
Is he a brilliant businessman?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I don't know if he's a brilliant businessman or he's the face of, like, a face.
Right.
Oh, a face of a lot of people with money who want to spin it correctly.
Yeah, that comes in and, like, smiles and everyone loves him.
But that's how that's what he loves about his life, that he's able to just hug a lot of people and smile and shake hands. And he couldn't do that. He's with the Lakers.
Of all the ridiculous things that have happened in the NBA this year, and this has been a banner year for weird stuff going on, this was the weirdest. And it was just the way it went down and the stories we're hearing about all the people that are involved in it now and how everyone was shocked by Magic Johnson yesterday. It's just wonderful. It's just a symphony of chaos, and it's all caused by really one of the dumber GMs or presidents that an NBA team has had in a long, long, long time.
But you're saying he didn't handle the situation in Los Angeles correctly.
I would say he didn't handle anything correctly regarding last night.
Look at the roster, man. It just LeBron and just a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, you got LeBron, and there's a good chance they won't get anyone else.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's part of
he's
the
he's stepping out of the way of that oncoming train, which could tarnish the legacy that he has.
Because there's a better than... There's a pretty good chance that no one goes there. That's the rumor.
And now that he's left and thrown the team into even more chaos, I mean, Who wants to go there? That what a train wreck.
Yeah.
I mean, the LA Times reported this morning that Magic actually wanted to fire Luke Walton and his coaching staff, which, by the way, is a very smart move.
Yeah.
Jeannie Buss wanted to keep them.
She's a keep them. Dead fan.
It's unbelievable.
That Luke Walton has the same tattoo as his father, which is exactly what you want. A stupid dancing bear.
Fire him just for that.
And not hire him just for that.
Yeah.
Garbage player. Garbage human being. Garbage taste in music. Hey, what do you want to get to rebel?
Same tattoo as my dad. Dancing bear. I love it too.
Wait, who does that? Oh, father, I want to be just like you. Screw you. Rebel a little bit, jackass. And to hang up on Walton, he was going on and on about his kid. His kid that sat there and won a ring, just sitting there.
I couldn't get enough of that last night. I couldn't get enough to the point where I came in extra early so I could watch all 45 minutes.
Well, good.
Oh, it's...
Well, we will have a lot of that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, all right. Yes.
Rich, what happened last evening? What will we talk about?
Oh, how about Chris Sale? is it time to worry yet?
Yes, now it is.
Oh, no. I'm sure he'll be just fine. Yeah, sure, he'll be just fine. That 90-mile-an-hour fastball he was throwing in the fourth inning, I'm sure that will be...
You're over,
he's just fine.
You're over 116 through the season, and I will tell you that that does not look good. And now there's talk of just sitting him for the year and seeing what he can do if he has a year off.
Money well spent.
We'll get into it. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
95, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, at least we got to see Curt Schilling in a jersey three sizes too tight. Ah, yes.
I can't believe they had that human garbage on the field.
Did you see how he was dressed? Oh, it was so worth it, dude. It was awesome. Like, he was... I thought that somebody was going to lose an eye from a button popping off that thing.
That was a uniform he wore when he played, I have a feeling.
Dude, the fabric was, like, screaming in pain.
Well, you know that he told them that he was a certain size in that. Then it became a... harsh reality that was not the case.
Wouldn't it have been better if they didn't invite him and he just showed up with his playing uniform? Here, I'm here.
I don't know. I don't know how you can do what you did to Rhode Island, which is part of your fan base, and then show up and with a big smile on your stupid face that you should be honored in some way, shape, or form.
Do you remember when the Hulk got angry on the old TV show and you would just see the rips of the clothes? I was hoping at any given moment.
Like Norm from Cheers getting bad.
It was pretty...
And his belly exploding. And as someone who could stand to lose a few pounds, at least they ain't showing.
Well, yep, the banner ceremony and ring ceremony with 40% chance of rain and 100% chance of Will Middlebrooks. Brought out were the legends of Red Sox past, such as Pedro, Manny Ramirez, and Jared Saltalamacchia. I have to be honest, seeing Mike Napoli almost always makes me laugh because he rules. And ever since he was photographed walking shirtless around Boylston Street in 2013, he achieved legend status forever. Like, I can't look at him and not think of him. Wasn't he ripping a bud, too? He had a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
Apparently, he had gone to Abe and Louie's and was serving drinks shirtless after they won as well. So God bless him. But then after Rob Gronkowski...
Schilling was dining out of a toilet.
He probably was.
That's all I'm saying.
But then after Rob Gronkowski and the guys not named Tom Brady threw out the first pitch, it was unfortunately time for Red Sox baseball.
Here comes the run, and it's thrown right by everyone. It's going to be a stolen base of home. How about that?
You never see that.
Wow.
I mean, this is, like, shocking.
Yeah, I mean, he just took off probably because of the windup. He had him timed with that windup, and he just went for it. What a gutsy move.
That is.
You're talking like you saw a Hemi in an Escort.
You never see nothing like that.
You never see something like that. Woo!
That is, of course, the very disgusted Eck on Nesson. Chan Ho Park, what do you think of Chris Sale's pitching this year?
I had a lot of diarrhea.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
When you steal home. And well, first of all, when you have the balls to steal home because the pitcher's going out of a windup.
And he's a lefty and has his back to you.
Yeah, he was halfway down the third base line.
Sale didn't even look at him. The attention, Cora said it during the road trip, the attention to detail for this team has been horrible.
No, so he goes halfway down the third base line and then takes off, which you just Eckersley said you don't see it. And then he throws a ball about 45 miles from the plate, and that tells you all you need to know about Chris Sale.
Chris Sale started off relatively just fine, but of course, we all knew it was coming. Another epic collapse as Sale barfs up another one. The Sox end up losing 7-5 to the Jays. They fall to 3-9 on the year. That is 6 games behind the Rays, and of course, good for last place. 4 innings, just 76 pitches, 5 earned runs, his third loss in 3 starts. Chris Sale is becoming a problem. Through 3 starts, his ERA has ballooned to 9. He struck out just 8 batters in 13 innings. His velocity, however, was up a little bit and returned to an average of 92 miles per hour. That, however, was lower in most other seasons at this time.
But that was also top-heavy. A lot of those 93s and 94s were in the first inning or two.
Yep. Yeah.
Check where his velocity was in the third and fourth inning.
Yep.
He can't throw fastballs by anybody anymore.
83 fastballs this season before a batter swung and missed.
Well, let's get to that, because according to Super Stats Machine-O-Matic, Chris Sale threw 8 of 29 fastballs in the strike zone. Egads, that's the lowest rate in any start of his career.
Guy stole home.
Yeah, guy stole home. And by the way, give credit to the crowd there. You know, I know that they're all like in super ring fandom mode, but...
No, they're miserable. They're sitting out there going, why am I here?
But for all of them to start booing the way that they did, you know what? You got to let them hear it. Well, here is Chris Sale afterwards. Even he knows this is becoming an issue.
This wasn't us not playing. This is me sucking today. That's frustrating because... Today was the day we were going to turn it around. You know, we're back home, ceremony, in front of our home fans, playing our first home game. Everyone did what they had to do except for me, and that's a frustrating spot to be in.
Yeah, and Alex Cora, who really hasn't been making too many excuses over the last week, here he is talking about Chris Sale.
Yeah, he wasn't able to put hitters away. Velocity was, 91, 92, showed some flashes of 94, 95 at the end. But as far as the off-speed slider... Literally inconsistent, you know. He made some good ones down and into righties, and then he left it in the zone. The changeup wasn't great. He didn't have too many swings and misses.
His fastball was terrible. What's he talking about that his off-speed pitches? His fastball was terrible.
Well, I think it just means that it was all terrible.
But he said, you know, his fastball, the velocity, and then he goes, the off-speed pitches. No, his fastball's terrible.
I think he's just kind of shocked that at one point he was throwing 94. Maybe that's just the shock that hasn't worn off of Alex Cora. Well,
Sale throwing 94. I mean, the guy was throwing it at 98 and 99 during the summer last year. The fact that none of us should throw a party that he's hitting 94 on the radar gun. If 94 is good, then there's a problem. Let's make sure we put everything in perspective here.
When he has no control over it either.
No. Well, according to John Tomasi from NBC Sports Boston, he said the Jays didn't even bother.
Does that look like Adolfo?
A little bit, yes. He does look like a white Adolfo. Well, the Jays didn't even bother with old Chris Sale video before the game, just his first 2 starts. Danny Jansen, the catcher of the Jays, said, quote, there's no point right now. Just watching what he's doing now, seeing what he's what's going on with the present moment, his velocity drop made everyone on the team a bit more comfortable. So even the Jays are like, we're not even going to watch old tape on this
guy. I mean, he's just, I'm sure it's an unwritten rule usually not to say stuff like that, but I mean, I'm sure he's saying what the rest of the major league is thinking.
Well, the whole point of Sale was intimidation. And when he dropped his left arm and you were a left-handed hitter, it was frightening. And he could throw a slider, and then you were it looked like it was coming at you, and then it
yeah, the back foot slider he struck out Manny Machado on to end the season last year.
Yeah.
That's what Sale does after throwing a 97-mile-an-hour fastball by you.
And if you don't have any velocity and you can't throw fastballs for strikes, then I'm just sitting there. Then it's not intimidating anymore. And I'm telling you, his delivery, I can't for the life of me figure out why they extended him based on his injury history and the fact that his delivery is not as conducive to pitching for a long time. I mean, he throws across his body. And I said to Maz yesterday, I go, well, I got to figure that, you know, the people with the Red Sox organization would, you know, would be aware of that. But that's exceptionally tough on your arm, especially your shoulder. I mean, he crosses his body. If you saw a kid pitching like that, you would immediately go, stop. And it was great for a while. When you can throw hard and it looks like it's coming right at you, it's there's an intimidation factor. But when you're throwing 91 miles an hour, and I'm a major league hitter, it's not bothering me anymore. And especially since they had the balls to steal home. And he didn't even get within 10 feet of the plate.
That's all part of the same problem. I mean, you saw two Gold Glove outfielders watch a ball land in between them on the road trip. It's not just Sale. Obviously, Sale's a major problem, but the entire team, it's the little things that just are killing this team night after night. And now they're 3-9. Look, it's early. There's a lot of season left, but...
No, Sale's a problem. And then you're starting to get into now... This is when like losses start adding up.
You start doing math.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden you have to win 6 or 7 games in a row to get back to respectability.
Right.
That's not easy.
Was it you, John, who said that you had heard, or was it you, Fred, that there was talk about sitting him out the year?
Fred said that.
Well, I heard not talk from the team. I heard somewhere that there was a conversation of since they had signed him. To perhaps sitting him out the year and eating the money for this year.
Maybe he should retire until the postseason.
Well,
Bull Gronkowski.
We had Maz on, and Maz said yesterday maybe they treat him like they did Pedro when he was here. During Pedro, the height of Pedro's success, you know, 99 to like 2003, Pedro would basically get about 4 weeks of the summer off. They'd put him on the disabled list with a minor thing, and then they'd have him in August to, you know, recharged and ready to go for the stretch run.
Does the summer start sometime in April?
No, it doesn't. This Pedro never had problems like this. Pedro didn't have a sharp drop in velocity like this.
Did Schilling get applause yesterday?
Dude, everyone was walking out at the same time. It was like Schilling right behind Pedro.
They didn't introduce him separately.
They didn't introduce anybody. That was the one weird thing, is that there was no like voiceover as to who was walking out. And when that 2013 team came out, you're like, who? There's a bunch of like guys. You're like, huh? And you had to like I. It took me a second to recognize Jared Saltalamacchia. I'm like,
oh
huh?
Wow, that's inexcusable. You couldn't recognize Jared Saltalamacchia.
There were quite a few of those yesterday. It was very strange.
I wonder what Schilling's underwear looked like when he was done having to walk that far.
By the way, possibly the biggest crime of all of it. Was
having Schilling there?
Well, no, Schilling. Dude, I thought it was great. I mean, he just came out and just said, look at me. Like, if for some reason, for some strange reason, you have not seen Curt Schilling since he was indeed an actual player on the team. That was a holy F moment. Like, that was like, whoa, my word. It was like when you saw Joey Fatone from NSYNC after 10 years of not being in the band.
Someone inflated him, you know, just a big air pump.
Right, it was like, just said, I'm eating.
You've given up on exercise.
Yep, well, as I said, the biggest crime in all of it was that you sat there 3 hours and 49 minutes for that. That was almost a 4-hour game. Well,
a lot of empty seats at the end.
Well, who could blame you?
I would watch a 4-hour game.
It was like... misting and with the 2-hour pregame before that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's 6 hours. If you got there when Dr. Charles or whoever told you to be in your seat, you're there for almost 6 hours.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you're a baseball fan, that's what you do.
I'm just glad bird watching is back. The amount of photos that I get of Bird just doing his thing at the stadium.
Fantastic.
Bird was with Roach, I saw.
Yeah, they were.
He was over there with Danny Roach. All right, Rich, what else is coming up?
Well, the Celtics, they close out the season, and on top of that, we got some Patriots news. It looks like a fairly important piece has been re-signed.
All right, we will be back. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. Be listening this morning for the Big Sounder, and you can get tickets to the round one of the Bruins playoffs. What's the Sounder again?
It is Jake DeBrusque thanking Toucher and Rich for the TNR bump. When you hear he himself speaking of that, be caller number 10 to the contest line at 617-931-0985, and you'll have those tickets. It could happen at any time during the show today, maybe even during the commercials.
All right, be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score a $100 gift card for the Under Armour Brand House at the Pru, and to get your ticket to the last minute running or watching gear, spend Marathon Monday with UA and watch the race from their viewing bays near the finish line. That's coming up at 6:50.
Will the Brad Wanamaker 5 close out the season with a win?
RJ Hunter steps to his left. Here's that quick three, and he banks it in.
Ooh.
And the Celtics bench explodes. Timeout, Scott Brooks.
Ooh. Take that one off the window.
RJ Hunter.
Let me change my mind about who I'd like to talk to.
RJ Hunter has 10 points in this sequence in which the Celtics have gone now on a 22-5 run.
And with that, our own intern says, I told you that RJ Hunter jersey I bought was going to be worth something. Last night was that guy's shining moment. Well, RJ Hunter, I kept thinking about him.
He goes to
Bryant.
I see him every once in a while.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
I'm sure he was tweeting last night the picture of him holding up his jersey. Suckers, I was on the train before you guys ever even dreamed about it. Hunter scores 16. Brad Wanamaker scores 17, and no one is injured. That's really all you want. Celtics 116-110 over the Wizards. Last night's
game. Oh!
What's that?
He just goes, ooh!
Oh,
off the glass!
Yeah, he did. He's very Paul Stanley. Well, last night's
hello!
Hi, Paul Stanley. Well, last night's game had everything you want to see from people you didn't want to see. Like the Time Lord once again rejecting another player who dare go toe-to-toe with the Time Lord.
Scramble for the rebound, picked up off the floor by Decker and slapped back into the backcourt by Robert Williams. He blocked the shot 50 feet away.
Ooh.
Beal driving past Jaylen Brown, scoops it up, no good. Rebound Rozier. Celtics within six now.
Numbers.
Into the offensive end. Rozier stop and start, tries to pull up on Brown, moves it to the middle. Lob on the inside. Robert Williams turns the face on Decker, tries the jump shot swish.
Then you don't see that from Robert Williams. The ability to knock down shot.
Mm-hmm. Robert Williams, the Time Lord, ends up rejecting and then ends up making the shot just a couple seconds afterwards. So the Celtics end their season winning six of the final eight with a record of 49-33, which is only 14 wins less than I predicted at the beginning of the season.
I think it was more like 20 wins less.
I ended up hedging it and saying 63.
Okay.
In fairness, right. I dropped from my 76 prediction down to 63, which is not quite what they wanted. But either way, here's Brad Stevens afterwards, after the game.
That was a fun game from the standpoint of different guys getting a chance to step up. And I thought PJ was great. And then RJ obviously made a bunch of big shots, so that was fun. Everybody contributed, and that was good. It was good to come back and have to do that together.
Yep. So now the Celtics just sit and wait to find out when their playoff matchup with the Pacers begin. I guess there are some regular season games that are still tonight. I mean, if you looked around the NBA, it seemed like everything was being done. They had the Dirk Nowitzki. How great is that? Dirk Nowitzki retires, and it was a really cool moment, and he officially announced it after the end of the game. You had what was going on with Dwayne Wade, but no one's going to be talking about that today. Everyone's going to be talking about Magic Johnson, as we are next hour. I mean, whatever kind of accolades all those guys deserve, and as much as I hate Dwayne Wade, obviously he's a major part of the NBA, and no one's going to be even mentioning that today. Nobody cares. It's all about Magic Johnson rambling for 45 straight minutes incoherently. God bless him. So other good news that came out yesterday regarding the Celtics is that Brad Stevens said that Marcus Smart might have avoided disaster. He felt better yesterday, and an MRI came back. It was fairly clean. So we will see.
Also clean on Tatum, which is also important.
Well, Tatum, I don't think there was really any kind of doubt how bad it was. I think that people thought that this was something he would bounce back from fairly soon. I think the expectation was that he would have been back for game one. Marcus Smart, when he first got injured with a hip pointer, new term that we learned sometime this season, is that it was 1 to 4 weeks on the normal return. So this would be great if he's able to return, of course, to the starting lineup, or at least to play during game one, which we're hearing is more than likely Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. Sunday is the theory. I mean, the NBA basically has it all lined up. I mean, the eight playoff spots in the West have been locked in for a long time. And in the East, I think it's Detroit and Charlotte for the final spot, but they're both East Coast teams. So I would imagine the NBA has a pretty good idea of what games are going to go where by now.
Yes.
Wait, Detroit and Charlotte are both your East Coast teams?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Eastern time zone is what I meant.
I was hoping that you made a mistake.
Sorry.
So,
as we all know, Detroit's in the central time zone, right? So
that was one of the...
that was me.
That was Rich.
That was me.
Arguing with you about what time zone Detroit is in.
That's right. And Fred lived there.
There for 18 years.
One shining moment.
Better argument you two have had. Well, this is... So you obviously have a pretty good news here, because there's a guy who completely is way underrated on this team. Steven Gostkowski finally... after all this time, gets his two-year deal. I thought it was kind of funny that all of this happened like hours after the rumor was floated out there that the 49ers wanted to sign Steven Gostkowski. And it was almost right afterwards. It was as if the Celtics, or the Patriots rather, were saying, well, let's just see if he gets his money somewhere else, because we want to buy him for peanuts.
Oh, this is absolutely the Dante Hightower treatment. It's like, all right, go wherever you want, talk to whoever you want, come back to us and tell us your best offer.
And he got an excellent deal. 2 years, $8.5 million, according to Adam Schefter. So there you go. Use your leverage if you got it. And he definitely did. On top of that, we found out that the man accused of pointing a laser at Tom Brady during the AFC Championship game has been cited. He is the most shocking thing of all.
How long has this gone on, this investigation?
I mean, really, they cracked the code on this one. It only took, 2 months?
I mean, at some point, just give up.
He got a letter of disinvite, probably from the Chiefs. The best thing about all this is I'm like, okay, show me a picture of the teenager. It ends up being a 64-year-old dude with a laser pointer.
Well, I think life has given him enough punishment.
His name? Bob Fesco.
He's got real estate in your dome.
There's a little how about them apples kind of feel for it.
Yeah, it was, as a matter of fact.
Pompous mountains and Maine.
Yeah, I mean, Maine's the worst.
Pompous mountains.
Especially for the mountain ranges. That's the worst.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
All right.
Well, we'll have to do that. That's a very specific request.
I love that guy. It was not That's Bob great. Fesco. It was a guy named Dwyane Morgan. Yeah. I would like to buy a vowel.
Dwyane?
D-W-Y-A-N.
That's Dwyane. One of those things where they couldn't spell it.
Instead of Dwayne, it wound up Dwyane?
Yeah, that's
No. Dwayne at least has an E at the end. Like Dwayne Wade. This is Dwyane.
This is like if Bird had a kid. Would end up with Dwyane.
Or you just name him M-Y-C-I-D. My kid.
Or just a thumbprint. All right.
We're living inside the dome.
Yes, you are living inside our dome, Bob. That's right. We continue to talk about you.
You're living on $15,000 a year. All right, so we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
At 5, the Sports Hub, caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card for the Under Armour brand house at the Prue to get your last-minute running or watching gear. Spend Marathon Monday with UA and watching the race from their viewing bays near the finish line.
Now, yesterday there was a whole bunch of tribute videos and things that were being released. I know that I saw that Burt Breer had retweeted something I think Budweiser had made about the retirement of Dwayne Wade. And from everything I heard, people were saying, even if you hate Dwayne Wade, this is very emotional and you might choke up. And to that I say, F that crap, I'm not going to watch
that. Or I'm not a sociopath that would cry right. over a stranger retiring from his job.
I heard it's 3 minutes long, too, and I'm just like, I don't
know. It might make you choke up.
I bet you might get sad
about some stupid video about an athlete.
There are people who are tweeting that out saying not a dry eye after watching.
Oh, my God. Get a grip with yourself. Go to therapy 5 times a day if that's going to make you choke up.
However, one thing that did indeed come out of the retirement of Dwayne Wade was a very funny moment yesterday that... You know, remember the back and forth that's been going on this week between Paul Pierce saying that he had a better career than Dwayne Wade. Here is Dwayne Wade out on the court and the reaction from the fans.
Highsmith misses.
That is a Paul Pierce sucks chant.
Now, did they ever address that that was going on, or did they choose to ignore it?
I don't know. I just know that clip right there, and I heard them chuckle a little bit. I'm not quite sure if they interpreted it for the people at home.
I couldn't hear because I was on the verge of tears.
You got to watch the commercial. Got to watch the Paul Pierce commercial.
Get you choked up.
Or the Dwayne Wade commercial, rather. Budweiser.
Good at basketball.
Well, with the Bruins starting their playoff run tomorrow night.
Did you ever cry, Wallach, over Ken Griffey Jr.?
No.
What was the most emotional you got at the retirement of a player?
Bird's retirement, maybe? But I didn't cry during it.
Well, there was the one kid that cried. I can't remember his name, but he was a producer at ZLX, and he cried over some shenanigans. Oh, Paul Pierce's number being retired.
Oh, really?
He was in the crowd crying.
Retiring?
Yeah, he was crying.
Like, that was a great moment, but it wasn't a crying moment.
Well, I mean, you know, some people have no control over their emotions.
Well, you just get ready for when Tom Brady plays his last game at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, it's going to be so funny.
It is going to sea of grown men losing their minds.
They may have to, you know what they may have to do? And I brought up Bird. Bird had his own night. They didn't do it like at halftime during a game. Right. They like waited and sold tickets for when the building was empty and brought in, you know, 16,000 people. That's what they may have to do for Brady. They may have to give him a night in an empty building and sell tickets.
It's going to be like Brown University. They're going to need to have safe spaces for people that have been too overwhelmed.
you know, of all of the people that have retired and there's been like tears over, that's the one I understand the most. And here's why. It's because for all of these years, you have been at the top of the bragging rights food chain as a Patriots fan. And when Tom Brady goes, chances are you're in the dark days. Like, I mean, you are. I don't know if you were going to be able to claw anywhere near what you were when you had Tom Brady.
Yeah, but you're...
So just think all of that. Imagine just like being like living on your high horse for all of these years, and then all of a sudden, you're the Jets.
Well, if you're value,
I mean, that's kind of a jarring moment.
The rest of the NFL's waiting for.
If the measure of your life is the amount of wins that the football team you root for wins, you got your own issues. I mean, there's something, you know, if this is exactly how your ego gets satisfied, I would seriously reconsider my priority.
I just think that's the one that I understand the most.
I don't
think that people would do it, but that's going to be because it's going to change the entire culture of this town. I mean, don't you think so? Like when you're all the teams, because that obviously is the biggest fan base in the city. And you saw that. There's no question. You see the ratings. You heard the pop last night when Rob Gronkowski came out. It was bigger than any of the players who were getting a ring yesterday.
On the plus side, a lot of people will find the Patriots fan base more tolerable.
Yeah, but you still got to cry.
That's true.
Because every guy cries.
60,000 people will be crying that night.
Oh, God, that'll be funny.
It's going to be just a blubbering mess.
Well, then they all should immediately buy mirrors and go, this is really what my life has been revolving around. This is really what's going on. A quarterback retiring from a football team.
Mm-hmm. An unprecedented run, Fred, whenever it ends.
You know what I would like? An unprecedented putting calls on the screen.
Oh, really? Having problems with that again?
Without having interrupt my thoughts.
Well, in the meantime, there is an ex-Bruin who is looking to possibly end up inspiring the team during this playoff run. Yesterday, Mark Savard tweeted out, I thought I would throw this out there and see if the Bruins would have me to wave their flag during the 2019 playoffs. Boy, oh boy, would that be emotional. Put it to a vote. Leave a response if you want. And he copied Mark Chmura on that. And the choices were Savvy waves the flag and Savvy stays home. I don't see the results, but I have a feeling Savvy waves the flag probably won.
Yeah, I'm going to say that probably happened.
And he said, can you say inviting yourself to the party, LOL? I mean, that would obviously be fantastic if he came out there and did that. Didn't he do that a couple years ago?
I thought I remember him doing that.
Yeah, I think he's done it before, but why not have him back?
No, I would absolutely, if there was a guy that you'd want to have back.
He's supposed to be an excellent follow on Twitter, and I don't know why I don't follow him, but I probably should.
Because it's Twitter. And what good can come of it? All right, let's go to calls that only took 5 minutes to get the information for. Isaiah, go ahead.
Quick thought on the Brady retirement. It's not about mediocrity or being the Jets. It's about all the good moments we had watching this guy play for so long.
Are you going to cry?
Definitely.
All right, then you're garbage. I mean, seriously. Get it together, young man. You're going to cry over a football player retiring. And then a shot at the Jets. I'll tell you what, anything could happen to the Jets. Anything. And it would, I would not bring me to tears.
You have a heart of stone, though. That's, you know, that's not right.
Have you cried over a sporting event since you were a kid? Because when I was a kid, I did.
No, of course you get upset about that kind of stuff when you're younger. But even when the Red Sox won the World Series in 04, culminating a generation of pain, I did not cry.
No. I remember specifically things I cried about when I was like
Patriots
seven.
Won the Super Bowl in 01 or no, early 02. I didn't cry. No.
I was 7 years old and 10 years old and the Cardinals, they blew the call at first base and I cried.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cried at a Monday night football game between the Jets and the Dolphins.
Sure. When you're a kid, you do that kind of thing. But that shuts off at what, 14?
I'd say 12.
Okay.
Maybe the tears don't start falling down as much. I mean, if you're crying over, I mean, give me a break. You don't know the guy. And he's not dying. He's retiring from football. This isn't about mediocrity. It's not about the Jets. You think the Jets are mediocre? The Jets are terrible.
Yeah, not even mediocre.
No, they're horrible.
By the way, I've got some tweets saying that the video isn't about him retiring Dwayne Wade. They say it's more about what he's done for the community. And they say that it shows like him, you know, helping out people like Parkland and stuff like that.
Well, that's not going away.
And I'm sure. Well, no, I'm sure.
It's not ending.
I know, but I'm sure that it's good. But I didn't know that.
Thousands of charitable organizations, you cry because you're going to lose the money. But he's not. He's going to keep giving to those organizations.
But I see what the people are saying. It's like, you know, if you watch the video, you wouldn't have that opinion. I understand that. But I saw Dwayne Wade tribute video going around. I'm like, I'm not going to watch this. And now that
it's
I know what it is,
Rich, it's not. I mean, I watched it. It's more than 3 minutes long.
Okay, and it's a commercial for a beer.
Absolutely. I mean, he walks into an empty arena and all you see is this bud's for three instead of this bud's for you. It's three.
He just goes into three. Hospitals and just chucks beer at everyone and goes like, let's get loaded.
Well, listen, I mean, the guy did do some pretty good stuff for charity.
They highlight, sure. They highlight that in the commercial.
But when I see something that says Dwayne Wade tribute video, I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Well, I have a feeling that you would cry if you saw it, the beer commercial. All right, be listening this morning for Jake DeBrus to talk about the TNR bump for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs at the TD Garden. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. We talked to Cassidy. Just no commercials here, you're just headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.